Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Well, hello. You're actually tuning in to Two Sips and Conversation. Welcome to Two Sips and Conversation. This is a show designed with you in mind. It's a forum where you can sit back, relax with your favorite beverage, and listen to conversations about what matters most to you. This show is for those over the age of 18, preferably even 30-plus. It's for the grown and sexy, the sassy and classy. What we hope to bring you, our aim, is to provide you with stimulating conversations that will leave you with an intellectual orgasm. And I tell you, we have had some intellectually stimulating conversations on our previous shows. If you missed our previous shows, feel free to visit our website at www.fosteringleaders.org. Again, that's www.fosteringleaders.org. Go to the contact page and simply send us your information, your email information. If you'd like, if you have a cell phone, you can send us that information as well, and we'll be glad to connect you with the previous broadcast. Well, tonight we are looking forward to another very interesting topic of conversation. So tonight's show is called It's Complicated. Complicated or Is It? Now, currently, this is Audrey B., Audrey Blake, your professional life coach, and our show for this evening is being sponsored by yourprofessionallifecoach.com. Your Professional Life Coach is a life coaching company that provides life coaching services, and we actually offer a complimentary coaching session by phone to anyone in the United States. If you're interested in that, you can simply, again, visit the website at www.fosteringleaders.org and simply go to the contact page and put your information and send a message to us. We will get in touch with you quickly. Well, tonight's show promises to be very interesting. And, again, the topic for tonight is It's Complicated. Or is it? Now, many of you may be wondering by now, what is complicated? Well, tonight we are going to be talking about men. And we're trying to give some time for the studio to cue us in that my co-host will be joining us tonight. Actually, we love to get the male take on things because oftentimes we as women, I say that opinions are like preferences, and everybody has one, but some are stronger than others. And so we love to get that male take on the subject matter. Okay, well, as we are giving it just a little bit more time, and once again, thank you for tuning in. If you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Two Sips and Conversation. It's complicated or is it? And tonight we will discuss the topic of men, and we'll explore a little bit more to see, are they really as complex and complicated as women think they are? So there we have our topic. Is it complicated? It's complicated, or is it really? Okay, we want to remind you, if you'd like to comment on anything for tonight's show, just simply press 1 on your dial pad or keypad, and we will have the studio bring you in. Also, if you're calling in, just as a reminder, what helps our studio staff to make sure we get you in quickly is if you're calling from a private or unlisted number, those numbers do not show up in our studio, and it becomes a little bit challenging, so the studio is not able to bring you in, because a lot of how we identify you is based on your phone number, the last few digits of your number. So of course, we would not disclose anything as far as your full phone number, but we do ask, if you would like to be brought into the studio in addition to pressing 1, that you need to make sure your number is not showing up as private on our switchboard. Well, it doesn't look like the coast is on just yet. I'm going to check just one moment to see if we have our co-host tuning in to us yet. But in the meantime, I would like to share with you a little bit about what brought this topic about. Oftentimes, in speaking with women throughout the country, and particularly around my environment, I am in the South now, and oftentimes we get on the subject of men, very common, just anywhere we go, people love to talk about relationships. And oftentimes I've heard women exclaim that men are complicated. Even when you look at people and social media and sometimes the status, and they ask about what's your status, and oftentimes they put, it's complicated, which leads to the question, is it really that complicated, or do we just make it seem complicated? And are men complicated, or do they just seem to be complicated? Okay, well, we're going to be bringing our co-host in shortly, but in the meantime, let's talk about the current situation. And basically what we offer is you're able to email us if you have a current situation that you'd like to be discussed on the show. Everything is confidential in the sense that we would never disclose who the email came from specifically. So there's always a pseudonym that will be used in the scenario. And also, as our disclaimer, this show is for entertainment and conversational purposes. And so we like to remind everybody that we do not seek to take the place of a licensed professional. Now, I am Audrey B., your professional life coach. I am a licensed certified life coach. However, some situations warrant deeper or different type of licensed personnel, perhaps a licensed counselor or social worker. So we do not claim to take the place of that, but we simply like to offer you the opportunity to have the conversation. We always encourage you, as always, to seek help if you need help, because there's nothing wrong with that. But in the meantime, we'd love for you to tune in. Let me just check with our switchboard. We seem to be getting some text messages. Just one moment, and let's see. Okay, well, we're going to go on to the current situation, and we just want to remind you as we go over the current situation, if you'd like to comment on tonight's show, just simply press 1, and we'll be more than happy to bring you on the line. The current situation tonight is about a young lady who asked us the question about men being complicated, and it's actually from, we're going to change the names to protect the innocent, of course, it's from Melody, who says she always seems to get her heart broken. She says here that she directs us and says, I meet guys who tell me they only want to be friends. And we end up going on several dates, hanging around each other quite a bit, and sometimes after several months sleeping together. My current situation is with my friend Jared. Again, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. He told me that he was about to get out of his current relationship when we met. And he did get out, and we started to hang out more frequently. Now, it's been close to a year, and I'm falling in love with him. When I told him that I was in love, he became very apprehensive and said we needed to see less of each other. Now, I find myself feeling hurt because I have given so much of myself to him, and now he doesn't seem to feel the same. I feel hurt and confused because I feel as though he sent me mixed messages by spending so much time with me and even sleeping with me. Now I ask the question, and maybe someone can help me, why are men so complicated? Why are men so complicated? Wow, this is really quite the situation. Why are men complicated? Okay, let's just take a moment and see if we possibly have a caller on the line yet, our co-host. We may be encountering something where he has not been able to call in just yet, but if not, we'll continue working with the studio to see what's going on our end, if it's our end. But in the meantime, you've heard the current situation. Feel free to press 1 on your dial, on your cell phone or keypad, if you'd like the studio to bring you in. We definitely see we have quite a few callers calling in tonight. Several are listening in at this time, and we love it. We absolutely love it. But let's talk about this current situation. And our studio is checking one moment. We do have one caller that is showing a number that we're not able to see you, and so we're not sure if you're trying to get in on the line or not, but we do ask if you are, please press 1 and alert us so that we can bring you in on the line. Okay, so let's talk about this current situation. Not quite sure. She does not know what to do, and she says quite a few things. Now, again, I'm just going to give you my take on the matter as a female and also as a female who's spoken with lots of men on this type topic, because I have male friends that love to express their opinion. And the interesting thing when you have male friends that you're just simply friends and on a platonic relationship, then you're able to really talk about things openly and honestly. And it's amazing what men will tell you when they understand that you're out of their playing field, and they will just keep it real with you. And sometimes if women could just listen to what's being said, they really can become enlightened as well as enlighten their friends. So going back to the current situation, let's first talk about this. Now, what, and again, Melody, if you're listening, and names haven't changed to protect the innocent, if you're listening, we just want to let you know that, first of all, I always say don't beat up on yourself for your mistakes or your judgments, that things that it could have done differently. We can't go back and change the past. We can just simply change the future. You cannot change how people treat you, but you can change how you allow yourself to be treated. Okay? We teach people how to respect us. But let's see if is this man really that complicated? Well, first of all, in this letter, your current situation, Jared, quote unquote, tells you that he's getting out of a relationship. Now, what Jared does not tell you is that he plans to get into another relationship when he gets out. That's it. You know, there's this thing, and we're going to do a show in the future on he said and what she heard. Because oftentimes, unfortunately, there really is a difference between what he said and what she heard. So in my opinion, again, this is just my humble opinion, and just like preferences, I always have one, and they tend to be fairly strong. My opinion is Jared never gave Melody the impression that he was going to get in a relationship with her. He simply said that he was getting out of a relationship, out of his current relationship. So they meet, and he says, I'm getting out of a relationship. And what she hears is, okay, so now he can get into a relationship with me. So she plants that seed in her head. And then you start to go out, and you love it, and you're having fun. Then you start kicking it, and then you become physically involved. I have a book out called Falling in Love with Me, and it's about relationships and loving who you are. And I'm not going to sit here and tell a grown woman whether she should or should not have gotten physically involved. And also, I'm not going to say at what point that needs to happen, because that's an individual choice. That's my opinion. We all answer for what we do in life, and people have different belief systems. But what I will quickly say is we have to listen as women to what a man is saying to us and not just what we hear in our head or in our world. So again, there again we see the difference between what he said and what she heard. Okay, you may be asking, well, what's the difference? Again, he said he was getting out of a relationship. She heard, now he can get into a relationship with me. Very, very different thing. Okay, let's just go to our switchboard and see if we have our co-host on the line. Do we have our caller on the line, our co-host? Okay. We may be experiencing some difficulties with the switchboard, but doesn't mean we're going to have that kind of night. So let's keep on pushing forward, and we're going to bring our co-host on the line as soon as possible and get the male take on it before the show is out, definitely. Again, this is Audrey B., Life Coach, reminding you to just press 1 on your keypad if you wish to speak. We'd love to hear from you. And we're talking about the current situation. We have a situation right now where we have someone who has written in to us via email and talked about the fact that a guy has said to her, you know, I'm getting out of my current relationship. And so now they've been hanging. They've been kicking it together. And now they're taking it to the physical level, not fiscal, but physical. There is a difference. And they're taking it to that level. And yet she has gone in the process of hanging with him, sleeping with him. She is now bonded to him. That's a whole another show about bonding. And they have basically now she is in love with him. She has feelings for him. And he doesn't necessarily have those same feelings. We're going to try one more time. Do we have our caller on the line? Is there a caller on the line that would like to chime in? All right. Well, we thank everybody that's listening. People are in listening mode tonight, and that is absolutely awesome because we learn by listening and we learn by sharing. And so therein lies the problem. She has heard one thing, and he never told her. Now, what she has started to look at is the fact that, wow, even though he said he's getting out of a relationship, and even though he has not said that he plans to get into another relationship, better yet, even yet, get into a relationship with me, he's hanging with me. He's spending a little bit of money on me, a little bit of time. So I'm beginning to think, you know, this is a relationship in her mind. This is going somewhere. Absolutely awesome. But is it really? And so when she sits down and shares her feelings, now we have an issue. And why is that? Because he hasn't fallen in love with her. Probably, perhaps, doesn't even have any feelings for her. But he's hanging with her. And yes, she offered, so he accepted. You know, that's how men are. They don't necessarily turn down the goodies, you know. So that's why, as a woman, she has to make a conscious decision to protect herself. But the problem again lies in what he said and what she heard. This is a very common mistake that women make, and men sometimes make the same mistake in relationships. You know, hearing one thing because they've got their minds made up that there is this wonderful thing that they want. And sometimes people want things so badly until they tell themselves a story that they start to believe. And then little bits and pieces of reality that sink in. So they go out. They spend time together. So she's told herself this story that now that he's out of this relationship, he's going to be mine. And he wants me. And he really does want me. Because physically now, he has shown me that he wants me. And so now we're connected and we're in a relationship. You know, we're going to do some future shows, things such as the relationship application, because this leads key things that women need to take into consideration. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go further on the show. Okay, we have got lots of listeners, as that's what the switchboard is sharing with me, and we definitely want to bring our listeners in. So we're going to try again to see. Do we have someone on the line? Hello, welcome to Two Sips in Conversation. Okay. Let's just hope we're not encountering any difficulties again. But hopefully everyone out there is hearing the show and things are going well. You know, this is our third airing of this show, and we are doing more and more each week to make sure that we are bringing you a high-quality talk show. And once again, we thank you for tuning in this evening. Just for those of you just joining our show, welcome to Two Sips in Conversation. This is a show for the grown and sexy, the sassy and classy. And we highly encourage you to tune in every Monday from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you miss our show, because we know sometimes you just have something else that may take your time, we will be glad to send you an email or also our weekly blog that will connect you to be able to listen to previous broadcasts on the show. So we look forward to you hearing our interesting topics that are coming up. Just to let you know about some of the other topics that we're looking at giving you in the future, we're going to bring you a show called, we just alluded to it, He Said, She Heard. Then we're also going to bring you a show about soulmates. People often talk about their soulmates. We're going to bring you an episode, a broadcast about that as well. One of the other things we're going to bring you is a broadcast on, as I said, the relationship application. We're also going to be talking about, and this is going to be deep, we're going to get a special guest to call in, an actual radio show talk show host from a live radio show by the name of Joy. She did call into our show last week, and we will bring her back once we get her scheduled in. And we're going to talk about celibacy versus a drought. And that show is going to be deep. It promises to bring you some more intellectual stimulation, celibacy versus drought. But right now, the question to ask tonight, are men really that complicated? Are they really? And we would love to get the male take on this. I know we have some males out there that are listening this evening. We sent lots of information out. So we would absolutely love the male take on this. Just want to remind you that our show this evening is being sponsored by Your Professional Life Coach. Your Professional Life Coach is a coaching service, life coaching service that helps you reach your goals. And we offer a free or complimentary, by phone, 30-minute coaching session. So if you know anyone that just says, you know, I think I need a life coach, there's some things that they need. We offer very reasonable packages, and Your Professional Life Coach will help get you on track, hold you accountable, and keep you focused to reaching your goal. To find out more information, just simply visit www.yourprofessionallifecoach, or you can go to fosteringleaders.org. again. So we're just checking with our studio to make sure that everything is functioning properly. The switchboard will let me know that everything is going well. But we have Melody again. And as I was just talking about it, you know, Melody really has put herself in a state of confusion. And again, that's because she is believing what she is being told. Well, she's believing what she's telling herself in her head, and she's not really listening. And one of the things that we frequently say is listen to what a man tells you, but just as importantly, listen to what he does not say. Listen to what he does not say. Okay, so let's just try this again. We have a caller, so we're just having the studio tell me we're pulling that caller up. Welcome to Two Sips in Conversation. Do we have a co-host on the line? Okay. Bear with us just momentarily, and we will be bringing our co-host on the line. Okay.
Do you have me now?
Yes. Welcome to the show. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties with the switchboard, but they were able to get you in. Oh,
great.
Wow. I know you must have a lot to talk about.
I don't know about a lot to talk about. I was just kind of wondering what is going on, but I am on the line now. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for bringing me in.
Awesome. So what do you think about the current situation? I know you've been listening in because we've been trying to bring you on. So let's talk about this. Let's get the male take on it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The male take on everything that's going on. I'll shoot right to the point. What a woman should do is pay attention to the first thing and the only thing that the man is saying, not try to read anything in between the lines. If he says, hey, I'm working on getting out of a relationship, then he's saying, I'm working on getting out of a relationship. And what the underlying meaning would be, now, if I can kill some time with you, that might be some fun, but I'm not trying to get into a relationship right now.
Wow. Okay. So where do you think Melody went wrong, or did she go wrong? Was she misled?
No, I didn't hear anything that would have been misleading to my ears. You know, I'm looking at it from the male point of view. I didn't hear anything he said that would mislead me to think, oh, there's a possibility for us to get together. But there was definitely the underlying meaning, maybe you and I can get together, but play, not be serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he tells her, I'm getting out of a relationship. And to some females, that means I'm now available. So should he have been maybe a little bit more clear, or, you know, because that's the way we women think. We think, well, you know, he's available.
No. If a man does not say, I am interested in you, I want to be with you, I want us to be a couple, then that's not what he's saying. You know, men's tendency to open the door and hope you walk through it because they're looking for at least one thing, sex, some kind of sex. Most men want some sex. And if they think you look good enough to hit, they'll say most anything to see if they can hit it, but they're never going to say, I want to be with you, I want us to be a couple, I am crazy about you, let's you and me go ahead and see what we can plan together. They're just most of the time interested in sex. And if I can get some, good. And if you thought you heard me say something, well, that's even better if it lets me get into the sex door quicker.
Wow. Women, are you hearing this? Are single women particularly, are you hearing this out here? You know, one of the reasons that I wrote the book Falling in Love with Me, and that has a few scenarios in it, but certainly not every scenario, is because I started seeing and hearing from my friends through the years, they were going through the same type situation. So what kind of woman do you think, in your opinion, and no disrespect or pointing any fingers, gets caught up in that type of deception?
Well, this is what I would say, not being an expert in psychological thought patterns. Generally, men think sex, women think love, and men usually aggressively go after someone in a manner that says, hey, I want to be with you, but they're meaning I want to be with you right now for this moment, and then after that, well, we'll see what happens, and if you're good, well, I'll come back. But that's all a man's really after, some sex. He's not after love, not after a relationship, unless you hear him say those words. And then when he does, pay attention to his actions as well, because you can say one thing and then do something totally different.
That is such a great point. You know, one of the things the late, great Maya Angelou, which is one of my favorite writers, poetess, she used to say, believe people when they show you who they are. And you just touched on such an awesome point. Look at the actions. Could you talk a little bit more about how important that was? If you were talking maybe to your sister or your daughter, what would you tell her in this situation, and what advice would you give her about what you just said?
Well, I'll tell you what I did tell my daughter. How about that? We'll just go straight to the point. I told my daughter that she needed at least three types of men in her world around her. One, if she was blessed enough to have one that she really wanted to be with and he really wanted to be with her, that's good. That's the one I would call your lover, your boyfriend, your significant. Then she needed to have one in her life that she kind of liked to look at, you know, some eye candy, something that she might be interested in. And then the third one would be someone she definitely wouldn't be interested in. Because between those three types of men right there, she would always be able to get a good perspective on the male point of view. Because when you're sleeping with a man, your emotions and your mind, they get a little tainted because you think, this is the one I'm with, so they're never going to lie to me. And hopefully that's true. When you've got someone on the side that you'd be interested in, well, his job is to give you the flip side of whatever your love is telling you, because he's interested in you possibly. He's interested in having sex with you. So he may say things that are more true, but don't forget, he's still interested in getting into bed with you. So you can hear him and you can listen to him, and you can kind of put what your lover said and what the guy who could be a lover said and come up with a good idea. But that third guy is the most important guy, because this is the guy that you would never want to sleep with. There's nothing sexual about him. And when he speaks, even though he may be interested in getting into bed, you also hear him from a different point of view, because you don't have any emotions and thought patterns of sex about this guy. So between those three guys, you'll be able to figure out a true point from what a man is saying or talking about.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting, Prasam, and that's some interesting advice. We have another caller that's coming in on the line. 8886, are you on the line?
I'm on the line.
Okay. Hello? Well, who do we have on the line? Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Hello,
okay,
I can
hear
you.
Welcome to Two Sips in, welcome to Two Sips in Conversation. What is your, you can just share your first name if you like, and tell us your take on It's Complicated.
My name is Rich, and I want to commend you on an incredible show. The conversation is exquisite. I really like the way we're coming through a intellectual process with this, so I'm really enjoying it. And my take on it is very simple. The problem we have is we create these invisible contracts through lack of communication. Mm. So you said clearly that when the gentleman says, I'm coming out of relationship, that you as general women say, hey, that means you're available. No, that doesn't mean you're available mentally, emotionally, socially. It doesn't mean you're available, but you may be available sexually.
Right.
But you didn't hear that part. What you heard is you're available for me. So you create an invisible contract. He knows it's an invisible contract because he's been here before. All men have heard that tone before. We know what it sounds like. And we're going to allow you to put us on that contract knowing we can come back and say to you, well, I didn't sign that contract. You created that contract, and you behaved in this manner, and you wanted me to be obligated to the contract that you created that I did not have any intentions of being obligated to.
Preach, really.
That's a huge problem. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to start enough. Now, on the other side, women, you need to stop using your fantasy goggles and look through reality and say, what do I want out of this relationship or out of this man? What do I want out of it? If it's eye candy, if you're just trying to have a sexual encounter, enjoyment, play, whatever you want to call it, then be honest about that. Own that and do that. But don't say you want to have pleasure, but you want to hide it in the guise of a relationship.
Right.
And then be mad at the guy for not fulfilling what you think he was supposed to fulfill. That's not fair. And that's
Come
just
on,
my
man.
Opinion. No, that's I'm not going to go any further. I love the show, and I love both of you going back and forth, what you're saying. I just would like us to be more honest. That's the biggest problem we have is we're not honest enough. Because the truth is, if a guy came to you and said, Audrey, I think you're wonderful, you're smart and everything, but right now I just want to get in your pants, the probability of you telling him no is so high in his mind that he's not going to say that to you. He's not going to say that to you. But he might say, look, Audrey, you look wonderful, and I'd like to take you out to dinner. Now, when he takes you out to dinner to the place where the dinners are $100 a plate, in his mind, he's hoping that that's enough to impress you.
Right.
It's a down
And hopefully table. You're going to put out.
Right.
Wow.
And you as a woman know when he takes you to that restaurant, he's expecting for you to put out. But in your mind, you're saying, well, he's obligated in his fantasy, but I'm not obligated to follow his fantasy. So, no, I'm not going to put out. It's the same game on the other side of the equation. This is all about math. So that's all I think. And look, y'all have a great show, and, you know, I just enjoy what I'm hearing. I really like it.
Well, thank you for calling in, Rich. Thanks a lot.
Yes. Yes. I commend you, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Fella. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I take that with all due humility.
Wow, the male take on it. Wow. Okay. That is absolutely profound. And this is the type of show, and this is the conversation. If you're just tuning in, welcome to Two Sips and Conversation, where our topic for this evening is, it's complicated or is it? And we're talking about men. And what has been absolutely just great, I'm just at a lack of words for adjectives, fascinating is that we are truly getting the male take on this subject. So many women out there, and I'm not downing women because I'm one, you know, and I know that we're highly intelligent beings, but because we don't think like a man, and I'm not saying that we have to walk around thinking like men because we are women, but because we don't always understand the male psyche. Monty, what's your take on our last caller? You were really getting excited over there. Do you have something to add or comment about the last
call?
Well,
I'd like to thanks, Rich, and anytime you want to call in and comment, please do. But, yes, the things that he was saying are very, very accurate. They're true. And, you know, when you're trying to date and moving along through this type of thing, I try to explain to my daughter and some of my female friends, please remember, the guy is after one thing. Sometimes even when they say, oh, I'm just your friend, that means they're more patient waiting for an opportunity, but they want to take you to bed. That's generally what a guy wants. Even those, and I hope I don't step on too many toes, who are really spiritual. They want to take you to bed. That is their hope. They can get in the bed with you and do all kinds of things that they want to do. And definitely, as Rich pointed out, without signing the contract. without agreeing to full commitment or even monogamy. This is what the man wants to do.
Right. One of the things I heard someone say, and I'm not quite sure who said it, but it stuck out in my mind, is that we teach people how to treat us. And I think that's a profound statement, that we teach people how to treat us. And so, you know, another thing is one of my brothers said to me one time, you know, and I'm not trying to call men dogs, okay? Let me clarify that. I have much respect for our kings. But he said, you know, sis, all men, we're dogs. We're just good dogs and bad dogs. And I think really what he meant by that is that whole issue of sex on the brain, and that some, as we talked about in the previous show, will take a different route. Some will marry you. But one way or the other, a man is trying to get sex. Is that a fair statement? Or, you know, I'm a female, so that's just my take on it.
Generally speaking, yes. I mean, there is the rule, and then there's the exception to the rule. When you bump into the exception to the rule, you would probably recognize that. You would know it. But for the rule's sake, yes, men want to have sex. That's what we want to do.
Okay. Just want to remind our callers that you're listening to Two Sips in Conversation. It's Complicated or Is It? And also, we have a new feature that we are rolling out this evening, and that's called Text Your Comments, Text a Comment. And you can text your comments to 770-866-2162. Again, if you have a comment on tonight's show, you can text it to 770-866-2162. I know that sometimes, Monty, our callers tell us that they're a little bit shy and they really have a lot they want to share and say, but they just don't necessarily want to go on the air. And we respect that because, you know,
yes.
I'm a talker, so I'm never shy, at least
yes.
Not most of the time. But we respect
I agree.
Yes, yes.
I agree. And I hope
okay.
We get some comments coming in because that's what this show is about. Having some open, honest conversation goes on between men and women in our lives.
Honesty, you just said something. And our last caller, Rich, I believe it was, he just brought out a great point that people aren't always honest with each other. And you know what? I mean, I just had to listen because he was really being forthright in his comments. Women, you know, oftentimes we say that men are complicated. But now I'm going to throw out something. But is it really that men are complicated? Because from listening to the male take on it, men seem pretty straightforward. So now
pretty
the
much.
Question is, who's really complicated? Maybe, just maybe, it's women that are complicated. Monty, what's your
every woman. On Every woman I've ever known has been complicated. There are those who know what they want. However, they don't know how to get it, so they keep bumbling around. There's those who don't know what they want, trying stuff because they think maybe this is it. There are those who just downright ignore all the red flags and say, oh, you know what, if I continue to be nice and sweet and kind, I'll win him over. I mean, they make situations complicated when I don't think they should be complicated. It's pretty straightforward when you're dealing with a guy. What did he say? And after he says something, what does he do? And if his say doesn't match up with his do, then you know he's lying.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm just getting a comment in from one of our callers, and it says, I wouldn't be quick to assume it's a relationship, especially if a person expressed their interest and invests time but fails to communicate. And I guess this caller is commenting on the current situation with Melody and Jared. What if he is sending mixed communications verbally? That's a great question. So what if a man is saying to a woman when they're going out and spending time together, baby, you're special to me. You mean a whole lot to me. I love spending time with you. What if he's sending those messages and saying that? Well, what does that mean?
as I said, it's simple. If it's a man talking, if he says something, what he does, and if what he says does not match what he does, he's lying to you. There's no way for me to really emphasize that. If his say doesn't match his do, he's lying to you. You know, you're special to me. I want to be with you. Okay, now, pay attention, because if you're special, I'm going to call you, I'm going to check on you, not just up until 9 p.m. You know, sometimes I might call you midnight. Sometimes I might call you 1 or 2 in the morning. It all depends on how it works out. When I'm interested in somebody, I let them know it. I hang around enough so they can get the understanding. Watch what he says, watch what he does, and you can put one and one together and come up with two. But if you can't put one and one together and come up with two, something in the milk ain't clean.
Wow. Okay. Wow. We're just getting comments just pouring into the studio. Here's another comment from a caller. It says, women want sex as much as men. Women are just a little more choosy. Sex is pleasure and procreation, not permanence. Wow.
Mm.
So,
A little more choosy. Or does that mean they just don't want to be perceived as a hoe? Which one does that really mean?
Wow, now you just took it to a whole new level. Well, you know, in our society, women, particularly depending on your belief system as a Christian, are taught, you know, good girls don't do that, particularly before marriage. And again, I'm not telling people how to live their lives. Some people would say, yes, you need to, but I believe we're grown folks. And if you know right from wrong, like some people say, you know better, you do better. But the bottom line is women have been given this persona that they need to, this idea that they have to put out this persona. Wow, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother show. We need to do a show on church girls. How about that?
Church folk. That's going to be a complicated show right there.
Yeah.
Miss Audrey,
yeah.
Miss Blake, I'm getting a couple of texts to say, would you please give out that number to send in text comments again?
Oh, yes. If you'd like to comment, and we still have about 10 minutes left on tonight's show, you simply text 770-866-2162. Again, that's 770-866-2162. That's also the number you call if you're interested in free life coaching services as well. I'll compliment it. Let's see. I believe we have another message coming in. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
A comment?
Well, yeah, I got a text from a person who says, in response to the women want sex as much as men do, she was also saying, she texted and said that they want it to be as good as they give it, which is an interesting thing. You want it to be as good as you give it. My question is, are you sure you are giving it that well? Because I know, depending on various experiences, some people are more experienced than others. And what are you dealing with, someone who's more experienced or less experienced than you? Because generally speaking, if you have equal experience, then it's probably going to be good as long as you all communicate what you want.
Well, I'm hearing more and more, and again, two sips in conversation is simply about that, having the conversation. And a reoccurring theme in each of our episodes so far from our callers has been communication. Wow. Seems to be pretty important. What do you think?
It is extremely important because let's just say I know some people that I deal with a little bit, and one of the person's problem is, hey, she doesn't do what I want that really turns me on, and I keep telling her, and then she keeps telling me what I need to be doing, which I think is fair, because if you're going to do blah, blah, blah for somebody and you're expecting blah, 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 to find out, is the person capable? Are they willing? Do they even know what blah, blah, blah is? I mean, you're getting into situations when you're having sex, and various different people have various different skills and experiences. You have to find some kind of common ground, and if you build a relationship where you can, if you're all about sex, you feel comfortable then just exploring, then you go explore. Or if you're in a situation like a couple of my friends where one person wants this and the other person won't do it, can't do it, they may even think there's something dirty about it, as you mentioned a little earlier, well, then you're going to have a problem. And if you can't overcome the problem, well, why don't you just go ahead and quit wasting time and go find some place where you fit in better?
And that is key. It's really not wasting each other's time. And, you know, the communication, having that conversation, the communication really needs to be upfront. And women, I'm just going to keep it real. Women, we need to stop playing games.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, I may get a lot of comments on that one. Again, I'm the author of the book Falling in Love with Me. And I just like to keep it real because oftentimes we as women, we don't keep it real. And that's something I believe our caller, Rich, may have alluded to, that, you know, women, you know, are so quick to say a man is playing a game, breaking their heart or fooling them, misleading them, deceiving them. But the truth of the matter is that lady who goes out on that date for that $100 date and knows that this man is sending her these perhaps nonverbal and sometimes even verbal, because if you listen well enough, guys don't seem to be that complicated in what they really want. You just have to pay attention. And
Pretty much.
She knows, I'm not going to give it up, but hey, I'm going out. I'm putting my nice dress on. I'm getting my hair, my nails done, and getting picked up in his nice ride, or perhaps he'll send a limo. And I'm going to have a wonderful evening out on the town with this man, but I'm not giving the goodies up. Now who's deceiving who? Particularly if you know you're really not interested in that man.
That's part of the game, and the cliche goes, don't hate the player, hate the game. Well, if you hate the
right.
game, don't get in the game. Don't get in the game. Here's another thing that, it needs to be kind of simple. It just kind of popped into my head, Audrey. If you have someone who, let me see the best way. I got to stay in FCC regulations here.
Please. We want to stay on the air, but keep it real.
Do my best. Absolutely. Yes, keeping it real. Okay, suppose fellatio is something that I want, but I can't get my partner to do it. Now, this is tricky. This causes confusion. That's why I brought this up. If that is what your partner is wanting, now I'm saying the word partner. This isn't a date. This is somebody you're with. If that's what your partner wants and you refusing to even work on giving it to them, you are causing a problem without even really thinking about it, because somebody's going to give that partner what they want. See, that's real simple.
Again,
if it's a man,
right.
If it's a man saying, I want this, and you're saying, I'm not giving you that, but y'all are partners, well, you've opened the door for temptation to slide in, because if that's something he's communicating he really wants, and he's hearing you say no, 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 somebody out there is going to say yes, 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 and you're going to be wondering, why did my man step out on me?
Right, and sometimes you hear this a lot in marriages as well,
mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't want to tell people how to run their marriages, because a lot of it has to do with what the two couples have agreed on, what's working for them. I also want to go back to something because we have about 3 minutes left on the show, and I definitely that was a very great point that you just made, and something, again, let's keep that in mind for a future show because
cool.
We need to talk about that conversation.
Yeah.
But I did talk earlier about the date and the man spending a lot of money. And I don't want to give the impression in any way that I feel that just because a man spends a lot of money on a woman that she has to put out. That is not what I'm saying. And, you know, the men, you men may disagree with that, because I've had this conversation with my male friends before. And they were like, oh, you're crazy. You think I'm going to spend that much money on a woman and not get nothing at the deal? But I'm like, well, you get thank you, you know. But what I was alluding to was that deception, you know, that flirting, that giving him the impression, you know, that, you know, well, baby, I can make it right for you, whatever. And so he plans a date kind of based on your insinuations. And, you know, good and well, you don't plan to give it up. And I'm not saying that you should, okay? I want to put that out there. Because we're going to have a show on celibacy versus drought and abstinence. We're going to have a show on that. We were talking about a few other shows, right? But we're going to bring those sex detoxification. That's going to be a show we're going to talk about as well. Sexual detox. Okay, because we're saturated with sex in our society. And, hey, this show is having a conversation, but what about some detox, some sexual detox? So I just want to make that clear. You know, I'm not trying to say that a man spends a lot on you ladies, that you owe him anything other than thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, since you brought that up, I'd just like to add in real quick. Men, if you're out there listening, sometimes this woman that you're interested in, I know people joke about it, but for me personally, if I'm liking a woman, I don't mind taking her out to the finer places. But sometimes I go someplace like, Burger King, let's get a Happy Meal. I'm wanting to see if she's superficial or not.
Okay. All right, to see what she's really about. She's just trying to spend your money. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, the studio is telling us that we are almost out of time. I tell you, time flies when you're having,
fun.
Especially when you're having two sips and conversation. Wow. Well, this is really starting off to be a very exciting forum, and we just want to continue to bring you this type of forum. And you see, we hit the hard topic straight. And so we want you to always feel like you can call in, listen in, invite your friends, tell them about the show, because we are fortunate to have Montague on the show, who gives us the male take. And we also thank our callers for calling in this evening and putting such a great perspective on things, as well
thank
as
you
we
all.
Thank, yes, and we thank those of you that sent text messages in. In closing, I just like to say that men are not really complicated, in my opinion.
No, we are not.
Okay. All right. That women, I think it's the way we look at a situation. So is it complicated? Not really.
Not really
complicated. It's pretty simple. Okay. Well, we ask again that we thank you for tuning in. Tonight's show is sponsored by Your Professional Life Coach. And you can find out more, you can go to yourprofessionallifecoach.com. And thanks for calling the show. Have a great evening. Make it an awesome week. And don't forget to relax.
Hey.